News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
About toilets compared to our European neighbours. We're joined by Carolyn Moore, Green Party councillor for Kimmage Rathmines. Carolyn, public toilets here, we don't particularly... Do we have many public toilets here, actually? That's probably the obvious first question.
Well, good morning. And no, I mean, the answer is we don't. We used to have a fairly substantial network of public toilets right across the city, 26 of them. And over the years, we just either closed them, refurbished them, or a lot of them are just still sitting there unused. But we have three at the moment. We have two automated toilets, one in Clontarf and one on Sandymount Strand. And we have, of course, the public toilets at Stephen's Green that cost an astronomical amount every year to keep open and to run. But it is, I think, very long past time that we had a good discussion about it, because I certainly remember a couple of years ago when I would have requested that list of public conveniences past and present, and shared the results on Twitter, and you know, people were very open about sharing their stories with me of experiences they've had in the city, and how it sort of limits people's public participation, that they can't have access to a public toilet if they need one.
Yeah, because I mean, if you're in the city centre, basically you need to go to one of the department stores if you need to use the loo, basically, don't you?
Yeah, this is it. And so this really came to a head during COVID, when obviously we didn't have access anymore to, you know, bars, cafes, department stores, things like that. And people were using our outdoor spaces and realizing that actually, you know, if you were in need of a public convenience, a public toilet, there just wasn't one available. So this started this big discussion in the city council of how are we actually going to address this shortfall. And when exactly did we decide as a city council that it wasn't our responsibility to actually provide this, this
suppose
public convenience?
In fairness, Carolyn, it's not straightforward. I mean, the problem is when you do have public toilets, and when we did have them, they were the subject of antisocial behaviour, basically. And they're hard to maintain, hard to clean.
They can be, but again, that just comes down to your idea of responsibility and what kind of civic amenities we have a responsibility to provide. I mean, there's lots of council facilities that we can say, okay, these sometimes attract antisocial behaviour, but that doesn't necessarily mean we close them all down. I mean, we often have issues with playgrounds attracting antisocial behaviour after hours, but we don't just kind of say, well, look, we won't have playgrounds anymore. So it does just come down to, I suppose, what do we feel as a city we want to provide our citizens as basic facilities that they require and deserve in the city centre. And I think public toilets have to be a part of that discussion.
Yeah, as you said, though, there is one in Stephen's Green, outside Stephen's Green shopping centre, and you said it cost a fortune. Can it be done? Can it be done at a reasonable cost?
Yeah, I think there's been some kind of question marks over why exactly the one outside Stephen's Green does cost as much as it does to run.
I presume it's because it's a good facility and it has to be cleaned and it has to be monitored.
Well, it's a good facility, but it was also intended as a temporary facility. So there's you know, it's costing a certain amount per month to rent. It's costing a certain amount per month for staff and security. Now that amount, it's costing over 20,000 a month for staff and security, and you know, it's staffed with two security people and one cleaner, and it's open, I think, from 10 to 6 every day. So that, yeah, you'd have a question mark about whether it could be done on a more affordable way or with a more affordable model. And I mean, the council has council buildings at its disposal. You know, theoretically, we could rent a space somewhere, a proper permanent space somewhere, and actually kit it out so that it's a nice, pleasant, secure, safe public amenity for people. And as I say, you know, we are a modern city centre. We attract huge numbers of tourists. And this is just something that certainly for the new council term, we've put back on the agenda in a big way. This okay. does just need to be addressed.
All right, Carolyn, thank you indeed for talking to us this morning. Carolyn Moore there, Green Party councillor for Kimmage Rathmines. Two conflicting experiences, Ciara. I went to 5 years to a boys' school in Dundalk, and for the whole 5 years there was never toilet paper in the toilets.
Ever.
Because basically the lads used to just flush it down the toilet, so they just stopped. There was no toilet
That's
paper.
That's awful, though, for anyone who needed to go.
Yeah, well, you just couldn't.
When we were kids in primary school, the toilet paper was like little square sheets
out of grease or something.
Grease-proof paper it was like. Yeah, it was the weirdest thing.
Wasn't good for...
No.
The contrasting experience I had, though, I remember being on holidays in Mexico, and there was literally, when you came out of a public toilet, there was somebody waiting to clean it, basically.
Which is great.
Well, you kind of went, you might leave it a minute there before going in.
And sorry about that, listeners. Too much information, Shane Coleman. Lots of people texting in, including about public toilets. Public toilets, what about shared office toilets on floors in office buildings? I have to go in with gloves to clean the toilet before I could use them. That is not my experience of our office toilet. I don't know what to say about that. But also, Shane, people texting in on that bomb hoax threat to Simon Harris.
Yeah, the level of threats and abuse given to politicians is not acceptable. These thugs have been given too much freedom. The bomb hoax won't be the end of these type of things, says Mark. Mark, you're absolutely right. It is getting to the point where no one would want to go into politics.
It's deeply worrying, and I'm sure it's off-putting.
Who would go into politics?
I don't know. Look, keep your texts coming in. We'd love to know what you think about all the things that we discuss on the show. Your voice is very much part of what we do. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.